Continue our limud in Sefer HaTanya in Perek Aleph. We are on page Kuf Nun Daled. Kuf Nun Daled. This limud should be for Zechut of Refuah Shlema for Estela Esther Bat Rivka. Leilu Nishmat Yitzchak Kohen Ben Miriam. And in your words of Eliyahu, may this limud elevate all of Klal Yisrael and bring us the Geula Shlema v'mera v'yamen.
Amen.
And this limud also should be Lizchut Daniel Yagen Ben Keren Aliza. Refuah Shelema. So we continue in Perek Aleph. Ve'gam lehavin mahut madregat habenoni. And also to understand what is the level of Benoni. What does Benoni mean? As we saw in the sources that were brought to us before. Shebevadai eno mechetza zchuyot u'mechetza avonot. Because we have to understand that when we talk about the levels of tzaddik gamur, tzaddik she'eno gamur, rasha gamur, rasha she'eno gamur, and benoni, when we're talking in levels of the ruchniut of a person, benoni is not just stam, someone who's half, he has half merits, half zechuyot, and half avonot. As we may make the mistake to think that from the famous Gemara, that deals with the din of Rosh Hashanah. So it says over there, for the tzaddik, who is the tzaddik? One who has more zchuyot than avonot. For the rasha, who is that? One who has more avonot than zchuyot. And benonim, it's till Yom Kippur. What's benonim? Mechza avonot. Of course, he knows the Gemara, and he's going to talk about this Gemara. But that's not the title benoni. She'im ken echta'ara ba be'atzmo lomar shehu benoni. Because Rabotai, how is it possible to understand that Rabba, remember last time we saw, Rabba said upon himself, Kegon Ana, I am a Benoni. How could he say that about himself? Rabba is not stam going to lie to say, just to sound like he's Anav and to say something that's not true. Venoda de lo pasik pume mi girsa. Rabba, you know how great Rabba was, the Rebbe of Abaye and Rava? He was so great, his mouth never stopped from learning Torah. The famous story in the Gemara, Baba Metzia in the 7th Perek, that even the Malach HaMavet, he was called to come down to the world to take Rabba Bar Nachmani, because there was a She'elah in Halacha, in Shamayim, there was a Machloket between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bet Din Shel Ma'ala. In a certain halacha, in safek tzara'at, safek baheret. And so Hashem is saying one way, and the Bet Din Shel Ma'ala were saying differently. So they said, who should we ask? Who is the expert? We know that Rabba Bar Nachmani, down below, he's an expert in ilchot negaim ve'aholot. We have to ask him. But you know what it means to ask him. It means he has to come up. And of course, in the timetable of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it worked out that this was already the time that Rabba Bar Nachmani. So they sent Misken Malach HaMavet, they sent him to bring him. He didn't stop learning. Rabba Bar Nachman. Till the story goes that there was something important that because of which Rabba Bar Nachman, he had a choice. He said, you know what? Instead of giving myself to the Romans, I'm going to allow the Malach HaMavet to. He gave him permission to take him. This is Rabba Bar Nachman. That's how great he was. So if Benoni means that you're half and half, how can he make the mistake to say that about himself? Another question, the Tanya is asking, what does this mean, Benoni? How is it possible even to understand this concept of Benoni? What is this? At the time when a person is sinning, at that time, he's called a Rasha Gamu. Ve'im achar kach asa teshuva, nikra tzadik gamu. If he does teshuva, he now turns into becoming a tzadik, right? There's a famous Gemara, Kiddushin, Omer, Ariat Mekudeshet Li, Al Menat She'ani Tzadik Gamu, Harezo Safek Mekudeshet. Why? Me'shema Yirher B'Tshuva. What do you see from here? If you do teshuva, at that moment, you are tzadik gamu. Ve'afilu ha'over al isur kal shel divrei sofrim mikre rasha. Even at the time, if a person is transgressing one small mitzvah mid derabanan, at that time is called the Rasha. Kedeita beperek bed divamot ubeperek kama denida, as the Gemara says in multiple places. Ve'afilu mi sheyesh biyado limchot velo micha nikra Rasha. And even if, let's say, the avera that the person is nichshal is that not that he does it, but he does not stop someone, he sees someone else doing mamash, something asu, yesh biyado limchot, and he's able to stop, to protest, to stop him from doing it, and he doesn't do it, it's also called the Rasha, as the Gemara in Perek Vav de Shavuot. וכל שכן וקל וחומר במבטל איזו מצוות עשה שאפשר לו לקיימה. Or let's say a person is able to do a mitzvah ta'aseh, and he doesn't do it. He's able to do it, and he doesn't do it. כמו, for example, כל שאפשר לו לעסוק בתורה ואינו עוסק. Someone who has the ability to learn Torah, and he doesn't learn, he's lazy. שעליו דרשו רבותינו, חכמנו said in the Gemara Sanhedrin Tzadik Tet, כי דבר השם בזה יקרת, יקרת הנפש ההיא. Terrible thing, this pasuk of כי דבר השם בזה is about someone, כל מי שהיה בידו לעסוק בתורה ואינו עוסק, he's able to learn and he doesn't learn Torah. ופשיטא דמקרא רשע, תפה מעובר איסור דרבנן. So if even if a person is over on Isud Rabbanan is called Rasha, surely one who's mevatel mitzvah ta'aseh is called Rasha. Ve'im ken al korchach ha-benoni. So you have to say that when we give this title Benoni, en bo afilu avon bitul Torah, it has to be that he doesn't have the avon of bitul Torah, because if he has that avon, what is he called? He's called Rasha at that time. As maseh Benoni. ומשום הכי טעה רבא בעצמו לומר שהוא בינוני. That's why Rabba was able to think about himself that he's a benoni. Because now we're beginning to see that a benoni means that he doesn't even have the avera of bitul Torah. So now benoni is taking on a whole different picture. Again, what about that Gemara that I mentioned to you before? We're going to get to it. Aval, when we say Benoni, we're talking now on a very, very high level. That's why Rabba Bar Nachmani was able, the Tanya says, Ta'a be'atzmo. It's mashma from the Tanya that he didn't agree that he's really a Benoni. Aval, at least you can understand what he's saying, that he was a Benoni. Now, what about that Gemara? Ve'hadam rinan be'alma. And this that the Gemara says, in the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah, de mechza al mechza, mikre Benoni. This that we say, if you have 50-50, you're Benoni. If you're 75 versus 25, you're called a tzaddik. Hushem mush'al, it's a borrowed term, le'inyan sachar ve'onesh, just specifically in regards to the din u'mishpat of sachar, of either getting reward or getting punishment. The pirush that the Baal HaTanya is going to say right now is a pirush from the Rishonim. The term of Benoni. Okay. When we say someone who is 50-50 is chuyot avonot, is called Benoni, this is just a borrowed term, le'inyan sachar ve'onesh. What does that mean? What does that mean? Lefi shenidon acharubo, because a person is judged in the din according to the majority of his ma'asim. So therefore, when he has rov zechuyot, he's called tzaddik. It doesn't mean he reached the level of tzaddik. He's called mikre tzaddik bedino me'achar shezoche badin. That's how the Ran explains and the Ramban and other Rishonim. Like it says, v'itzdiku et tzaddik v'irshiu et harasha. In Parashat Ki Tetzé, it talks about two ba'ale dinim. They come to the dayan, and what does it say? V'itzdiku et tzaddik. He tells the tzaddik he's a tzaddik, and the rasha is a rasha. Tzaddik, Rasha, what do you mean? Let's say they're both tzaddikim. But this one was Hutzdak Bedin. He was victorious in the case. And this one was Hursha Bedin. It could be his tzaddik, but in this case, he was Marshia, Virshiu, meaning he lost his case. Umikre tzaddik bedino me'achar shezoche bedin. So when it says Benoni and tzaddik and Rasha in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, it's talking about Bedin. That's a borrowed term. Avalinyan amitat shem hatoar. But when we're talking about the title of either tzaddik gamur or rasha gamur, chas v'shalom, or benoni, leinyan amitat shem hatoar v'hamaala shel maalat u'madregot chalukot tzaddikim u'benonim. When we're talking about the categories of tzaddikim u'benonim, and this amu rabotenu, this is what the Gemara says, tzadikim yetzer tov shoftan, sheneemar velibi chalal bekirbi. שאין לו יצר הרע כי הרגו בתענית. A tzaddik in the lashon of Chazal is a person whose yetzer tov shoftan, the yetzer tov is dominating them, which means, like David HaMelech said about himself, "Libi chalal bekirbi, I don't have any yetzer hara anymore." He doesn't have any yetzer hara. Aval kol mi shelo higi ale madrega zo, anyone who didn't reach that level of libi chalal bekirbi, af shezchuyotav merubim al avonotav, even if, let's say, mathematically, statistically, his zechuyot are more than his avonot, it doesn't mean yet, eno b'ma'ala tu madrigat tzaddik klal, that doesn't make him on that title of tzaddik, as we're going to learn. By the way, Rabotai, the next 13 or so prakim is going to be explaining this inyan. First, he's going to dig from the foundation to explain, to finally get to explain what tzaddik means, what rasha means, what benoni means. ולכן אמרו אבותינו במדרש, that's why the Chazal say in the Midrash, ראה הקדוש ברוך הוא בצדיקים שהם מועטים. הקדוש ברוך הוא בשעת מעשה בראשית, he looked through all the generations, and he saw the צדיקים, they're very few, they're a minority. עמד ושתלן בכל דור ודור. So he spread them out, so it should be evenly balanced. Imagine if all the צדיקים would be in the past, and we would be stuck with what? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he peppered all the generations. You have all of a sudden, sometimes we say, this tzaddik, it's like, where did he come from? How are we zoche? Amad ushtalan bechol dor vador. Ukmo shekatuv v'tzaddik yesod olam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was meyased the world by creating, by putting the neshamot of the tzaddikim all throughout. So Rabotai, up until this point, what did we do? Before we continue, I know we didn't even finish Perek Aleph. Before we continue, what did we do? We asked questions. That's all. Till here is the section of questions. From now, he's going to begin to build up the edifice to understand the inyan. Basically, the questions that we have is, if you remember the Gemara that we mentioned from Masechet Nida, that the Malach tells the Neshama, Tehi tzaddik ve'al tehi rasha. Ve'afilu kol ha'olam omrim lecha she'ata tzaddik. Don't think of yourself other than being a rasha. So he said, what do you mean? A person is not supposed to be al tehi rasha b'fnei atzmach, it says in Pirkei Avot. So how do we understand that stira? So that's one question. If you remember, we asked another question. It says that Iyov said in Masechet Bava Batra, barata tzaddikim, barata reshaim. Hashem, you created tzaddikim, you created reshaim. This is also in contradiction to a Gemara in Masechet Nida that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Neshama he's going to be rich or if he's going to be poor, if he's going to be strong. Aval tzadik rasha lo kama. It doesn't say that he decrees on the person that he's going to be tzadik. So what do you mean barata tzadikim, barata reshaim? So we have to understand that also. Also, mainly, we want to understand what is this inyan of Benoni? What does it mean to be Benoni? And how did Rabbi Bar Nachmani say that about himself? So now the Baal HaTanya with the words Ach Bi'ur HaInyan, this is where he begins. And he begins, of course, by quoting teachings from Rabbi Chaim Vital, from the Ari HaKadosh. Rabbi Chaim Vital writes in Shara Kedusha that, we'll just say a few lines, Ach Bi'ur HaInyan Al Pima Shekatav Rav Chaim Vital B'Shara Kedusha, and it's also Be'etz Chaim, it's also Rabbi Chaim Vital, Delekol Ish Yisrael, Echad Tzadik Ve'Echad Rasha, Yesh Shete Neshamot. We're going to learn something very deep. Every Jew, no matter who, every Jew, every Israel has two Neshamot. Kedichtiv Unshamot Ani Asiti. Like it says in the Pasuk, Neshamot Ani Asiti. I think we read this in the Haftarah today. No, something similar. Slicha. Unshamot Ani Asiti. I created Neshamot. Neshamot, of course, the pshat of the Pasuk is in general Neshamot. But here, the drush of Rabbi Chaim Vital is Unshamot. In each person, there is Neshamot. Shehem shete nefashot. Two souls. Nefesh achad mitzat haklipa vesitra achra. Basically, we're going to learn about the nefesh habahamit. We all know that every person has a nefesh, a spirit in him that is physical. Nefesh habahamit. And we have, of course, the neshama elakit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Vayipach be'apav nishmat chayim. This, Be'ezrat Hashem, we will continue to study next time. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Atzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael, Lefichach yobah lahem Torah ומצוות שנאמר, Adonai Hafetz, Leman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah ויעדיר.